The reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You're already pruned because of the word what I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire. They'll be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a good idea to get those sharp scissors out. Sharp scissors out and to cut away. Cut away. Do you like Augustine? He says, Lord, cut now, burn now, but save for all eternity. Wow. Cut, burn, dispose of. So that's the image that Jesus uses today. You've got a vine, and you got the branches, and Jesus is asking us to look, what are the dead branches that have to be cut off? So let's talk about that. And ask our guardian angel to help us to cut away the dead branches. So this would be by means of an examination of conscience. All right, are there traces in you of gluttony? Okay, let's cut it off, okay? Let's get the scissors and click, click, cut. Are there traces in you of lustfulness? There certainly are, in one way or another. Maybe our thoughts, maybe even our words. Did you ever read the life of John Bosco? Did you ever hear of John Bosco? John Bosco was like many of you people. He had a photographic memory. But for many of us, it hasn't been developed yet, has it? Okay. John Bosco, when he was a priest, maybe about 40 years into the priesthood, he complained that he could not erase from his memory a dirty joke that he heard when he was a child. 50 years. 50 years, they're upstairs. Be careful when you open up your mouth. Think before you speak. Amen? Think before you speak. And if that's not enough, imagine whenever you're speaking, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are listening to you. Amen or oh me. That's good advice. You imagine Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are listening to you. That's probably going to polish your speech a little bit, huh? So let's cut all the lustful thoughts, desires that we have within. Let's get those scissors, let's get those pliers, and let's cut trash. How about this? Do you consider yourself at times a little bit materialistic? Do you like to go to the store or maybe online to buy things? Hello? You like to buy, huh? Why do you want to buy those shoes? You already have 24 pairs. Why do you want to buy a new dress? You already have 29 dresses. No, Father, it's a discount. How easy it is to lie to ourselves, huh? The American society is engrossed in materialism. And we live in this society, it's easy for us to be contaminated by materialism. Let's cut it out. Get those scissors. Clip, clip, clip. Do any of you have any, maybe, immodest dresses, or your daughters have immodest dresses? Three points, huh? Cut it. Trash it. How about this? Do we sometimes give in to a little bit of laziness? Laziness can be in three different areas: physical, mental, and spiritual. Well, let's get out those scissors and let's start to cut. Cut. There's a Midas muffler commercial that came out years ago. Pay now or pay later, right? Better pay now than to pay in purgatory, right? Okay, how about this? Do you ever give in to impatience? Hello? Oh no, Father, I'm the most patient person in the world, huh? You probably said that prayer, Lord, give me patience right now! Right now. Well, let's maybe cut that out and trash it, huh? Cut that out and trash it. How about this? Have you ever been jealous or maybe given to envy? Do you find yourself comparing yourself to others? I think we've all given into that, huh? You look at someone has something you don't have. I wish I had that. And what happens after you compare yourself to others? You always fall into desolation. Examine your conscience. You compare yourself to others. Afterward, you experience desolation. How do you overcome that? Don't focus on others. Focus on the gifts that God has given to you. We have two New York expressions. Mind your own beeswax. The other is, my dad would always say, butt out, pal. Focus on your own obligations and don't be looking and comparing yourself to others. And lastly, do we give in to pride? Pride or selfishness? Pride or selfishness? Instead of in the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, it's me, myself, and I. It's not theology, it's me-ology. It's not theology, it's me-ology. Do you really want to experience joy? J-O-Y. Jesus first, others second, and you last. Amen? Amen. Jesus first, others second, and you last. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to end on a very positive note. All those negative tendencies are the capital sins that you've heard of those before, right? Those are the capital sins. How can we burn out, trash those bad tendencies? Would you like to know? By receiving Jesus in Holy Communion with great love. You receive Jesus with great love, He's going to burn away all those bad tendencies, and you're going to have the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And hopefully you'll be able to say, no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Amen.